Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starlin. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
45238.
45238.
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment while I locate your account.
Okay. Do you need the order number?
No, ma'am. May I have your first and your last name?
Deborah Pepper.
Can you verify your address for security purposes?
5202 Sydney Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45238.
Okay. Just give me one moment so I can review your account. I'm showing that, well, oh, okay. I'm showing that you ordered the smartwatch and mini pods.
I do not want that smartwatch, and I do not want that lifetime warranty.
Wait, can you repeat that? You cut out a little bit.
I do not want the smartwatch, nor the lifetime warranty.
All right. Let me see how we're gonna do this.
I just did it.
No, on my screen it's all on one transaction. It don't usually do that. So it'd be easier for me to take it off. This one is all together, so I just have to figure out how to get around it so I can do that for you. I've done it okay. Before, but it don't usually happen, so I kind of have to remember it. Okay. And you say you just want the mini pods, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I don't want to take off the wrong thing and then you call back. I'm pretty sure we can guess the rest of what will happen after that. Okay, so I'm voiding the charging transaction for the watch. We are not charging you again. It will be pending in your account, and it may look like another charge, but that's just it pending as a paycheck, how those pend. Just waiting on your bank to approve it, that's all.
And that warranty, I didn't want that either.
Yes, I'm going to avoid that too. I was just making sure that you knew what was going to happen with that void. I voided somebody's stuff and they called back and cussed me out the next day. But it was just it pending to go back in your account.
Let me print this receipt out.
Is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
No. That'll be it. I mean, I was just trying to get the Icon Mini Pads, and then it showed up the other thing, and I didn't want it, so I just did continue to check out. And then when it ended, it had that on there, and I was like, no, that's not what I wanted.
Okay,
and why
okay.
is it saying trial if I supposed to want it by doing a survey?
Why does it say trial?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 14-day trial. I'm a third party. I'm third party customer support. So I don't necessarily, actually I don't control how they advertise at all because I'm third party.
Well, how do I contact about this then?
I mean, I can answer the questions. I just don't understand.
I mean, they tell you
I'm
to
not
do surveys.
Quite following sure of what you're confused on, I guess. I should say.
Like you're saying it's a trial, like I could use these for 14 days. After 14 days, I'm being charged $50, $60.
Correct. And I can actually tip. Well, no. The mini pods. Okay, so I'm going to explain it like this. It's a 14-day trial. It gives you an opportunity to try the product to see if you like it. After that 14 days, if you do not cancel, and I believe return the product, the earbuds you may not need to return. But after those 14 days, on the 15th day, they bill you the retail price of that product.
So why are they telling you to do the survey and you get this prize?
As I stated, I don't have no control, or I don't know how they do their advertisement.
But you know, in 14 days, I'm going to have to pay the retail price for these iPad mini pods.
Yes.
And do you know the price that it would be?
$29.95.
All righty. And today is the 9th. In 14 days, I need to cancel whether or not I want it?
Yes.
Can I just cancel this now?
If you cancel it now, you won't get the product.
No doubt. It led me in a false pretense. And it doesn't tell you this until you get to the end. So after you done put in all your information.
Can you repeat that last part?
It doesn't let you know that there's a trial to after you completed all the information. It started off then, do the survey and you'll get this at the end. And then you read the little reviews and then people are like, this is a great deal. I did the survey and I got the item. I thought it was a stimulus. All that there. I'll tell you what, I'll call back in 14 days.
Okay, ma'am.
Today's the 9th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, sounds like you have it under control. I was gonna try to help you out and tell you around the time that they're gonna bill you, but I see you're on it.
I'm calling back. The 21st.
How about this? I see that you kind of shaky on this. I can also offer you a 35% discount on for your end of trial charge. That'll bring those earpods to $19.47.
I could do that.
Okay. Let me make sure. I put this in, and I'm also going to send it to corporate.
Okay, what's your name again?
Starling, Starling.
I like that. You know that guy, Starlet, on the show. I like the name for guys. What is his name, Starling? Starling?
Sharp?
No. What show is that? Where the grandfather leaves the grandson all the land. Where the daddy leaves the grandson, the son all the land.
I feel like my wife just told me to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Cause,
I
believe my name is used for the detective in Silence of the Lambs as well.
Uh-oh. I like
yeah.
that. I like that. Well, I'll tell you what. Please put that in there, and I will pay the $19.47. Now, I got to be careful about these little surveys.
Yes. And as I stated, I can't exactly give you a better knowledge on that because I am third party and I don't get to control or get the knowledge of how they advertise.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did write down your name, today's date, and it was 35% discount.
That will be guaranteed. I haven't messed up since I started this job, so I plan on continuing to do that.
Sounds good. Y'all hurry.
I have no clue. I would think we are. The only difference between that is you're in Ohio and I'm in Alabama.
That's what a company is. They don't do work from home.
Yes, it's a lot of agents that do. I don't.
What's the name of your company?
I cannot tell you that.
Oh, now, shoot. How do I supposed to know if y'all learn?
I know.
Wow.
It's for safety purposes. I really wouldn't be worried, but if I do tell you, these calls are recorded.
I want you to, baby. I don't want you to lose your job.
I
retired, but I do.
I cannot do it.
Five?
Yes.
You don't sound that old.
I'm 28.
And what are you doing with five kids? You're supposed to still be living your life, your best
life. I am
living
my life with my wife and my five kids.
Love it. Gotta love it. You're mature.
I want it 8 to 10.
Are you serious?
My dad has 8 kids. His sister has 6. My other auntie has 5. My uncle has 7. I grew up in a big family, so that's just, I mean, that's where we get our support from and our backbone is family. So if you have a big family, you always get support in so many different ways.
I'm a family of 7, and I did not want a bunch of kids. My sister does. My sister did. Both of my sisters do, but me, no.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with family. I was a problem child, so it takes a village to raise. It took more than a village to raise me. So with me being more mature also and learning that stuff, it just make me like, yes, that's what I want.
Bunch of kids. Lord have mercy. God bless you, babe. Thanks for your time, Starling. You have a good day.
Yes. Again, my name is Starling. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
It is so sweet. Bye. He wants.